मुझे मेरी मस्ती कहाँ लेके आई, जहाँ मेरे अपने सिवा कुछ नहीं है। लगा अब पता मुझको हंसी का मेरे, बिना मेरे तो ये जहाँ कुछ नहीं है। मुझे मेरी मस्ती कहाँ लेके आई, जहाँ मेरे अपने सिवा कुछ नहीं है। लगा
Where did my spiritual intoxication bring me? Where there is nothing but me. Now I know about my personality. Without me there is nothing. Where did my intoxication bring me? Where there is nothing but me. Now I know about my personality. Without me there is nothing. I am the only man above. All in all, there is nothing except me. There is neither sorrow nor happiness nor anything else. Amazing spiritual intoxication. Though I haven't drank, though I have not drunk anything, these oceans, these waves, these foams are but drops. It's but dream, nothing but water. What a spiritual pleasure, what joy. It's a spiritual intoxication. Where did my spiritual intoxication bring me? There's nothing except me. None I know. Now I know about my personality. Without me, where this is nothing. The illusion that these two had happened to me is now deleted and none is annoyed. What I saw, by removing this veil of sorrow, I am all. Nothing is different. Nothing is different. Where did my spiritual intoxication bring me? Mujhe meri masti kahan le aayi? जहां मेरे अपने सिवा कुछ नहीं है, where I have come, where I see nothing but this limited eye has expanded into that cosmic flow, and this eye has become cosmic eye, universal eye, where I see everything is within me. There's no mention of God in this song, but it is saying, the moment I went within myself, the moment I peeped within, I saw that everything is in me. And not only that, when I looked outside, I saw the world as my own expansion. So, the sphere of consciousness has expanded. You used to stay in this world, now the world has expanded. And you have entered into a different dimension, where everything is appearing in different light. When you look at the same things, but things appear different, absolutely different. You never thought of them as they were. You know, this is one of the beautiful yoga experiment. To look at things as if you are looking them for the first time. For example, I am looking at this poster, this picture, but look at it as if you are looking it for the first time, as if you do not know a single word about it. The same thing is with places. Enter Madhuban. As if you are entering for the first time. What is it? You are really not knowing anything about it. Enter your department. As if you are entering for the first time. You do not know anything about it. Look at any picture. And look at it as if you are seeing it for the first time. You hadn't seen that picture ever before. So, to bring a new dimension, a different dimension to our vision, when you have even Murli in hand, what is the best method to read Murli? Do you have a Murli? So when you have any Murli, look at it with wonder. What is it? What is this page? First, feel as if it is something new. Feel as if you do not know anything about it. As if you are walking along and somebody handed over you this page. And you are really not knowing what is it. First, scan it. Go around it. Find, turn it upside down also. And see what is it. Look it from all corners, first scan it, and then start reading. Read as if you have never, you don't know what is single word. And once you read a one word, just wait, stop, think, churn, cogitate, contemplate, reflect, go within. Try to link with what you already know. As if you do not know a single word, as if this is the first time you are reading something. What is this? Oh, this looks from Brahma Kumaris. What is this Madhuban? What is this Bap and Dada? This seems today's date. According to the drama, which drama they are talking of? Some movie? Some theatrical presentation? What aspect which makes you happy is 100% certain? What is 100%? What is certain? What is happiness? Who are children? Which aspect? What drama? What question? What answers? What song? What essence? What dharana? What blessing? What slogan? What namaste? Read as if you do not know what it is. This itself is a Rajyoga experiment. Rajyoga is not about sitting meditation. We have got a very limited idea about Rajyoga. Rajyoga is yoga in action. So when I move out from that limited eye, I enter into a new world. A new world where I see everything differently, where everything is new to me. Wait. Look at the leaves. Watch the dew drop sitting on the leaf. There's a beauty in it. Look at a bubble. Look at a drop of rain. In that one drop of the rain, the entire Rajyoga is hidden. See things as if you have never seen them before. This song says, I did not know where my masti, where my spiritual intoxication has brought me. The illusion I had, it was an illusion definitely. Brahm ye jo dui ka hua tha, mitaya jo isko khafa kuch nahi. Ye parda dui ka hata kar jo dekha, sabhi mein main juda kuch nahi. Everywhere I am. There's nothing which is beyond me. Siva mere apne kahan kuch kahi. There's nothing. Ye sagar, ye lehre, ye jhag, ye bunde. This ocean, these waves, this foam, these drops. Is it a dream or just water in different forms? Are main hi mauj hu. Ye anand mera. This is my joy. So move out from that limited consciousness and step into the unlimited consciousness, and you realize things are different. Things are not what you think they are. So today we are discussing the third of the series. The first was Call of Silence. The second was the Call of Solitude. And today is Call of Introversion. The bottomless bottom. Humanity was divided into two parts by psychologist Carl Jung, who was a disciple of Sigmund Freud. He said, there are two types of individuals in this world, introvert and extrovert, and introverts. Who are extroverts? Who like to express themselves, who are talkative, gregarious, who are so like socializing, who love to be with people. They feel energized when they are in party. They feel recharged when they join a group of people. They love to talk, they love to express, they love to interact, they love to share. They love to congratulate. They love to go out, freaking out. So they are always frank, candid. As opposed to them, introvert, they love to be alone. It's not that they fear people, but it is very nature that they love to be alone, silent, reticent, not shy. They are not shy. They don't want to run away from people, but they prefer silence. They prefer solitude. Not that they are escapist. They are not escapist. They don't want to run away, but they love solitude. They love to be within themselves. They feel energized when they are alone. They feel that flow of cosmic energy within them. The moment they are alone, they become more creative when they are alone. But Carl Jung says, there is no person who is 100% extrovert or who is 100% introvert. It's a continuum. It's a continuum. So always there is a mix of people. We will have we will be extrovert with some percentage of introversion, or there are some introvert with some percentage of extroversion. There is something known as ambiversion. These are both extrovert also, introvert also. So which is better? Now don't say introversion is better. Baba never told us to become introvert. What is it? Because if you read all the Avyakta Murli, especially this is one Avyakta Murli, which is entirely on this topic, introversion and extroversion, 9th October 1981. This Murli is on two type of children, introvert and extrovert. So Baba often says, you must have heard in Murlis, in slogans, many times it comes, whilst being introvert, then come into extroversion. So Baba is not preferring introversion, or because you need to be extrovert also in life. If somebody says, I am only introvert, that's not a very good thing. All the time somebody is introvert. That can be considered as a spiritual value of great importance. But you have to remain extrovert also in life. So there has to be a perfect, well-rounded balance of introversion and extroversion. And our aim is not introversion and extroversion. Our aim is to go beyond them. Our aim is to transcend both of them, atikraman, and to reach a higher stage where there is no introversion or extroversion. These are relative terminologies of the world, where you move from introvert to extroversion. And there are people who are introvert, for example, husband and wife. Husband is introvert, wife is extrovert. But if they understand, both of them, each other's value, there would be perfect balance. Otherwise, the day would be fraught with fights. Extrovert must understand the needs of introvert, and introvert must understand the need of extrovert. Bahyamukhi, Antarmukhi, both of them. It's not that they are good and they are not good, or they are good and these are not good. Both are okay. You have to remain extrovert also. Sometimes an introvert person is told, oh, go and do some seva. He says, no, I can't do. As Baba said in yesterday's blessing, when you start speaking, your speech becomes powerful. Just by speaking, your speech values come. You become master knowledgeful. A divine force speaks with you. Your words are charged with power of purity. And somebody says, no, I will not speak. I am introvert. Baba has said, go and explain to this group. The person says, no, Baba, I can't. That means you have not understood knowledge. If you can't explain, if you can't explain to others, if you can't relate, that means you have not understood. And then Baba also remembers people from center. They say, we don't have any Brahmini, any teacher. Please send a teacher to us. Why you want a teacher? You become a teacher yourself. So extroversion is also needed. It's not that extroversion is not good. Extroversion is really good. Bahyamukta. It is needed for service. It's needed to come out. But then, you must also realize there is an internal work to be done. There is some internal checking to be done. You must also know that in silence, in solitude, Baba often remembers in Murli that prepare those devotees, they make a small hut and enter into it. Solitary retreat. Silence retreat. Why? This is needed. To strike a perfect balance. You go in your work field, you work, you talk with people. The moment you finish, the world is out. You have no business with the world. Nothing of those things which you have done now enter into your personal life. You have entered into a solitary cocoon, insulated, protected, absolutely apart from everything. And here the real progress, spiritual progress starts. But yes, you can come out and take ideas from the outside world. There's an object and subject. You learn from objects and go inside and then churn and think and contemplate and meditate and reflect and make spiritual progress. So what are the ways to become introvert? We are more of extrovert personalities. The task is not to become extrovert, because we are already extrovert. We have been we have been practicing extroversion from such a long time. There is no time to go within. And when I say balance, it means both things should be there. So there are only few people who are already introvert and they need to go extrovert. So it's not a great job. They can anytime become extrovert. But the more important task is to move from introversion, extroversion to introversion. So what is the methods of becoming introvert? What are the methods? How to become introvert? How to go deep within oneself? What to do? How? What are the practical steps? Okay, one day. Okay, you can observe silence in between. So observance of silence one day or few hours in a day. These few hours will recharge you. Keep silence if you have no emergencies. That is the best practice. People used to stay in silence sometimes 3 days, sometimes 7 days. Absolute silence. Absolute digital detox. There are four types of pollution. Digital pollution, air pollution, human pollution. Human pollution includes everything. And fourth one, sound pollution. Wiley Brooks has given these four types of pollutions. Digital, technological zombies. We are all techno zombies who are mad with the electronic world. The more we are exposed to electronics, the more the spiritual power go down. That's why sometime in a day, at least few hours, you should practice digital detox. That's very important. Reduce the screen time, increase the green time. Digital detox. Air pollution. The air which we are inhaling is polluted. We are taught to eat this and eat that. But it is not what we eat, we are what we inhale. This is the impure air of civilization. The more pure air we inhale, the more healthier we become. But people keep on asking only one thing, what to eat and what not to eat. The COVID-19 has taught the world that stomach is less important and lungs are more important. It's not what you eat, but what you inhale. That's more important. That day we were discussing about air quality index. The air quality index of Mount Abu is excellent, 50 and below it. But if you go to bigger cities, they are above 100 or 90s. How do people live? Unless and until the air is pure, your blood cannot get purified. Unless and until your blood is pure, there would be toxins. And with the toxins, how can you think clearly? How can you practice body-soul consciousness? It's not possible. Air should be very pure. The third is human pollutions. Thoughts, their vibrations, their vritti, everything is so polluted. You know, when you eat your food, they say that even the drishti of a vikari, a vicious soul, should not fall on your plate. That's why you should eat in silence all alone. You are eating pure food, but there are impure souls around. Even if they are impure, souls are not there, but there are souls who are greedy. But there are souls who are not in Baba's remembrance. And all those souls are looking at your food. So drishti of the vicious soul falling on your plate of food also contaminates the food. The purity of food is so important. So always a yogi sits alone and eats. Yogi is always sitting in silence and eating. Sound. Sound is a disturbance. Voice, noise. Voice. Disturbance. It creates disturbance. sound itself is a disturbance. So these are the four types of pollutions. Introversion means to move from sound towards soundlessness. Introversion means to move from humans to humanless world. It's to move from this digital world into spiritual world. It's to move from this air pollution to the world where there is no pollution, no defilement. So such a world we need to enter into. So how do you practice introversion, antarmukta? First, practicing silence every day for few hours. Second, how do you practice antarmukta? Take a topic and churn. So churning is one of the best method to become introvert. Once you get a topic, you start churning. For example, today's Sakar Murli. I read something according to drama. So drama, this itself is topic, or the song. Having found you, we have found the whole world, the earth, the sky, everything belongs to us. So we have found you, we have found the whole world. Why? Who said this? Why this is said? Is it true? Or is it a deception? That I don't have anything and somebody is saying you have got everything. I am a beggar and somebody is constantly saying you are king, but I don't have anything. Journey. Third, how do you become introvert? Journaling. Write. This journaling will make you analyze yourself. This journaling will make you think of yourself. Diary writing. Diary writing is one of the best practices. Write everything what happened in the day. Was my today, I was better than yesterday? Or today same as yesterday? What is the new understanding that I got today? What is the new experience that I had today? How today was different from yesterday? Write everything. A free flow. So journaling is thing that makes you introvert. Then reading. Every day read something new. At least spend 15 to 20 minutes reading something new. It's not just about Murlis. It's about something which you have not read before. Or if you want to read Murli, change the language. Don't read in the same Hindi or English if you are reading. If you are reading in English, start reading in Hindi. If you are reading in Hindi, start reading in English. You will find something new there. Some new word. Something which you had never found before. Something that will go like an arrow and struck you within. And strike you within. So, some new word you will find somewhere. Conqueror of attachment. It's a powerful word. Rather than using the same Nirmohi, Nashtomoha, you get some new word. Conqueror of attachment. So something new is needed. So start reading every day something new. Then what else makes you introvert? Extroversion is also advantageous. It is also important. So when you know some of the disadvantages, what are the disadvantages of extroversion? Too much speaking. Energy waste. See what Baba is saying. This is the Avyakta Murli on introversion and extroversion. This is the Murli of 16th October. 9th October 81. Baba says there are two types of children. One is Sada Antarmukhi and another is Bahyamukhi. So this Bahyamukhi guy, what he does? When you are extroverted, you constantly lead others into wastefulness. You make others come into waste. With your gross feeling, Vyakta Bhavna, Vyakta feeling, motives, vibrations, thoughts. It means you constantly eat sweets and you make others eat the same. Such children are always caught up in the waste thoughts of one type or another. Real internal peace, happiness, power, they are far away from such children. You only sometimes experience a glimpse of this. Baba saw such extrovert children. So Baba saw such children. Vyakta bhav ke vibration, sankalp or bol or samman, sampark, dwara ek do ko vyart ki taraf uksate hai. सदा अल्पकाल के मुख के लड्डू खाने और औरों को भी यह खिलाने वाले, सदा किसी न किसी प्रकार के चिंतन में रहने वाले, आंतरिक सुख शांति और शक्ति से सदा दूर रहने वाले, कभी कभी थोड़ी सी झलक अनुभव करने वाले ऐसे बाह्यमुखी भी देखे। बाबा जस्ट सॉ ग्लिम्स ऑफ सच एक्सट्रोवर्टेड चिल्ड्रेन। दे हैव नो रियल नॉलेज, दे टॉक अबाउट इंट्रोवर्शन बट दे देमसेल्व्स आर एक्सट्रोवर्टेड। So Reed Murali is about introversion and extroversions. So disadvantages. Then what are the other methods of introversion? Acceptance. Okay, that we have done in churning. Some creative work, drawing, writing, compose poetries. Every day there are people who compose poetry every day on Murali. Write songs that make you introvert. Go in nature, take a long walk. You know Milkha Singh? Recently, he left the mortal coil. He used to run 6 hours per day. That was the spirit. And how? He used to keep a bucket. And his banyan, he would squeeze into that. Till the time he will keep on running, till it becomes full with his sweat. Such a spirit. That's why in 1956, 1958, 1960s, these Olympics, he was the winner. Such spirit was there. Everybody was sleeping because he was in army. So army whole day they are busy and he had no time to practice his skills. So he used to run at night. So any such things where you are alone, solo walk, solo run, solo jogging, solo nature's company. Go in nature, sit in nature, enjoy. That makes you introvert. These are the methods to become introvert. What else? Go in library and spend some time. Go in museum, spend some time. Start painting something. Start sketching something. That makes you introvert. What is Zen driving? Zen driving. Zen philosophy, you know, it's one of the branch of Buddhism. So there is something known as Zen driving. When you drive, you should practice Zen driving. That makes you introvert. What is Zen driving, Ashish bhai? It is mindful driving. Ambulance driving or car driving or two-wheeler driving. So what is the method of Zen driving? You go sit comfortably. Don't be in a hurry. Very slowly. Hold the steering wheel. Very nicely you drive. There is no hurry. You start before. Mindful. Watchful. And whilst you are driving, you are enjoying nature. You are enjoying who is coming and who is going. You are not in hurry. You are not abusing anybody. Because traffic, you know, road traffic is like village of fish. There is a shark, policeman sitting somewhere. And these are all vehicles. So one vehicle is here, one vehicle is here. So you are not abusing, there is no road rage. This is a special type of driving. It is known as Zen driving. So always when you drive, practice Zen driving. Very relaxed, very calm, loose. Switch off all noises, no music. Alone, in calmness. Watch who is coming, what is happening. Don't try to overtake anybody. You are very slow. Even if you are getting late, but still you are slow because mind is slow. Watch your breath in between. Inhale, exhale, slowly. This is a type of driving. It prevents accidents. You are not in hurry. You don't want to overtake. You don't want to rush. You are starting beforehand. Earlier, before time to reach. So mindful eating, mindful drinking, mindful driving, mindful walking, mindful running, mindful yoga, mindful standing, mindful sitting, mindful listening. When you are listening now, only listen, don't do any other thing. When you listen to Murali or any class, just be what you are, there only. Just forget every other thought. When you think, just think. When you listen to nature, just listen to nature. When you meditate, just meditate. You know one method of meditation? We will do right away. Close your eyes and focus on the eyeball. Don't allow it to move. This eyeball, close the eyes and just focus on the eyeball. Eyeball should not move here and there. Just keep it at still. Start. Focus on the eyeballs. The eyeball should not move here and there. This is one method of meditation. Focusing on the eyeball, not allowing it to move here. Don't let it go like this here or here. Just at one point. This is one method. Another method of meditation. When you look at something, just focus on it fully. If you are to read this Murli, what is the method of reading Murli? There are different methods of reading Murli. First, take the Murli. Oh, what is it? Something new? What I am going to gain from this? What is the new thing that is going to? First, scan it. Keep on seeing it. Okay, this is like this. So, what is the new thing I am going to achieve from this? What are the new words I am going to get from it? First, these are the thoughts. I have not started reading. New thoughts, new words. Is it going to add to my knowledge or it is the same, everyday same stuff or something new? So newness. So search newness in everything. So introversion means go in nature, take a nature walk, drive, long run, long walk. What are the other methods of introversion? That makes you extrovert. Listen songs. Music is the food of love, Shakespeare said. When you love God, when you love anybody, they listen to music. Listen some soft songs. Listen some soft music. Some sitar, veena, some flute. Flute, tai chi song. Music, nature song, silent songs. Only music. And just get lost in that music. That makes you introvert. Or sitting still without moving. Just sit like this and don't move for another half an hour. Not even the finger. Absolute zazen. Absolute or tree pose. Tai chi, qigong. Just stand like this. That makes you introvert. What else? Fill the body with energy. Deep breathing fills the square breathing, box breathing, Wim Hof breathing. Different methods of breathing. Take deep breath. Hold it. See, one of the best method of yoga. This you can do at in Paramdham, it can be practiced, box breathing. What is box breathing? 1, 2, 3, 4, inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, keep inside, hold, kumbhak. 1, 2, 3, 4, exhale, outside, now hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, again inhale. So 4, 4, 4, 4. Now hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then hold outside, bahya kumbhak. Antar kumbhak, bahya kumbhak. So what you do now in this? How do you practice this in Paramdham? I am taking all the energies from Shiv Baba inside me. Energy has gone. Now hold the energy in the brain. Now that energy is circulating in the brain. Hold. Now exhale. Now exhaling, that energy is going in the whole body. Here. Now hold it inside the body. And then again new process. So this is a very good exercise, like purity. Let us practice purity. How do you practice? First, purity I have taken from Shiva Baba inside. First, see what I am doing. All the purity has gone, enter the soul, and it is. And then next time, I am holding. When I hold, from the soul, it is penetrating the brain, only brain. And when I exhale, it is penetrating the whole body. And when I hold inside, it is circulating within the body. If there is a pain in the knees and back, let it see that prana energy circulates there. And then again start. So let's start. Sit alert. Spine should be alert always in all breathing postures. Or whenever the energy has to flow, spine should be alert. Erect. Next, start. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. hold. Second round, inhale purity. Hold. Exhale, let it go throughout the body. Hold. Om Shanti. So this practice you can do. This makes you introvert. And this you can do anytime. You are sitting in the office, start doing box breathing. And even you can increase the time gradually. 1, 2, 3, 4, you need not to count. Counting will go away if you add yoga practices. So this turns into a Raj Yoga breathing. This is a Raj Yoga breathing. So adding breathing into yoga practices. Converting. So this is how Raj Yoga is. Raj Yoga is not about sitting meditation. Raj Yoga is about moving, talking, mobile meditation. Okay. So Baba wants us to be introvert. Not too much of extroversion, not too much of introversion. If it is because we also need to become extrovert also for service. So come out in extroversion, spend time, and then go inside introversion. So introversion, extroversion, introversion, extroversion. This should keep on happening throughout the day. Okay? Om Shanti.
जहाँ मेरे अपने सिवा कुछ नहीं है लगा अब पता मुझको हंसी का मेरे बिना मेरे तो ये जहाँ कुछ नहीं है मुझे मेरी मस्ती कहाँ लेके आई जहाँ मेरे अपने सिवा कुछ नहीं है लगा Yeah.